Talk Live, 800-259-5791. We're kicking off hour number two of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Plenty of time for your calls, if you make them. About anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo, and it's not just any old photo. It's actually a special photo that they sent to us, created especially for Free Talk Live. And we call it a validated photo. What it means is they are the lady in the picture is usually holding up a sign of some sort, a handmade sign that references Free Talk Live or perhaps references one of the show hosts. Anyway, it validates them. It proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are who they claim to be.
But the rule is changing. From now on, you have to hold up my headshot.
No. That would work. I mean, that would be an effective validation. But you can hold up anything that references Free Talk Live, and that's good enough. In fact, this weekend we're going to be adding two new ladies to the Shrine.
How many months you been holding these pictures?
No, I hold it for a week. I put them up on Sundays. It gives people a reason to go to our website on a Sunday.
I know.
It's one day we don't do a show. Anyway, so we're going to be putting up one very lovely lady. By the way, it's not a beauty contest, but this lady is pretty nice to look at.
That's the one you sold earlier this week. You're like, oh, we got a hot one.
Oh, yes, we do. And she's going up this weekend. And we're going to be putting up our first infant member of the Shrine of Female Listeners. Now, it sounds weird.
Is a one-year-old an infant?
I don't know. I'm not a parent. I think baby?
Like 0 to 1, yeah.
I would like for someone out there to send me an email to remind me that at 9:07 Ian said infant member, so that way I can just...
Okay. So anyway, this a very, very young listener who actually does listen to the show, according to her parents. They actually use the Manwich's voice to put her to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Apparently she always falls asleep while you're talking.
Quite a compliment.
Yeah. So
this must be a female child.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Otherwise, she wouldn't qualify.
That holds true.
So check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. We are going back to the email box because we will be going back to the email box.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So we had an email from Thomas. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And I just kind of wanted to discuss it a little bit further here. He's referencing a poll that they had on MSNBC a couple days back. The question was, is America ready to have a third major party? And 71% of respondents to that poll said yes, while 29% said no. Now, it's probably an online poll, so it probably has no scientific accuracy whatsoever. Nonetheless, interesting results. I think that America has been ready for a third party for decades. It's just, unfortunately, what we have is this kind of, what is it, an oligopoly? Is that the word I want to use, Manwich? Where you've got these two parties and they're in control of everything. They're in control of the debate.
Seems like it would fit. The term would fit.
Although, actually, the real clamping down of the debate control happened within the past decade or the past 15 years when the Commission for Presidential Debates took over control from, I think it was the League of Women Voters. The League of Women Voters used to run the debates until they let old Ross Perot in back in 1992. It was after that, I believe, that the Commission for Presidential Debates was founded by some of the top people in the Republican and Democratic parties. And, of course, then they set all the rules. They set the bar of admission to be much higher. Mm. They made it far more difficult for any third-party people to actually get their candidates into the presidential debates. And so as a result, we've just had the most stale, boring presidential debates, and the viewer numbers, the television numbers, have been going down.
Yeah.
Every 4 years, the numbers get worse on the debates.
Well, they don't care. As long as they have the monopoly of the power, they don't care whether their numbers go down.
Well, the TV networks do care, because they do cover the events.
Yeah, but they're going to stop.
The TV networks are going to stop covering
it?
I hope so.
If people refuse to watch it, it'll be over.
I think that'd be great. I think what we need is for some TV network to have some cojones and to actually organize like an independent debate. To organize, you know, the ABC News debate where they actually do invite the third-party candidates to participate. And that way it'd be an actual lively, interesting debate to watch.
You know who should host the debates and who should air the debates?
Torgo.
No, I should be participating in the debates for the 2016
yes.
presidential election. And I could make those debates interesting if I was in them, by the way.
I'm sure you could.
Strippers. But The people who should
that's a ratings bonanza, by the way.
Who should watch over the debates, or who should televise the debates and organize them? Comedy Central.
Yeah.
I think Comedy Central should do the debates.
Maybe Jon Stewart as the moderator?
I don't know who would be the moderator. Even just Jim Lehrer again. You know, just whoever would normally...
Why Comedy Central? I mean, how would they spin it? What would they do differently that would make it worthwhile?
I don't know. I think the debate format should be changed to where people need to think a little bit quicker on their toes. Like, instead of having all these prepared questions from the audience and stuff like that, they should go to, like, Patrice O'Neill out on the street with a camera and a microphone, just grabbing some guy. Be like, hey, there's a presidential debate going on inside.
Just some random question from random guy. That's great.
What question do you have for, you know, George Bush the Ninth, you know, or whoever it might happen to be that year?
The problem is, though, the Republican and Democrat candidates would never agree to a debate format like that. They love have everything scripted out in advance.
Table sizes determined.
Yeah, seriously, they have all that stuff in the riders, I guess. The Commission for Presidential Debates sets up the temperature that they're going to have in the forum. They set up all kind of minutiae in advance before
it's
the
debate.
It's
like a rock concert. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. All right, with that, we move back to a different email. This one from Andrew, kind of thrown back to a topic we had last hour on religion. He emails, he says, I wish you'd be a little less harsh on religion. It comes across, at least to me, as hostile and belittling some of the time. I'm sure Manwich would...
Well, that's exactly what it is, by the way.
I'm sure Manwich would agree with me. I respect that you are an atheist, and he's talking about me, and I support that. However, I think that libertarians need to send the message that we're welcoming to religious people, and we believe in 100% religious freedom. I know you've said that on the show, but it gets clouded. I think that there are many religious people who are open to freedom in the Republican camp that are starting to get tired of the Republicans. He says, we want those people on our side.
I agree. I'm probably more bitter towards Christians than you are.
Really?
It seems like to me, I don't know, I'm just living
in my life. You were indoctrinated a little bit worse than I was, yeah.
Thoroughly.
Yeah.
And I just generally don't believe Christianity anymore. But I try to respect people's religions, so I don't go after it whole hog on the show. But
yeah, it's not.
I don't think it's very entertaining. Like Ian definitely is concerned about the entertainment of the show, and I'm always worried about stepping on people's toes. Not stepping on people's toes, not entertaining.
And see, this is why you need to be fired. So, who cares? No, the thing is, I don't mind going after religions and stuff like that on the air. I won't, for the most part, walk down the street going, "Yeah, witches are stupid. Look at that." Or somebody, you know, somebody's wearing a pentacle, be like, "Oh, I better stay out of your way. I wouldn't want you to cast a spell on me.
Don't hex me."
Yeah, exactly. "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bump into you. Please don't curse my firstborn."
So you wouldn't do it in real life?
I don't normally do that kind of thing. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'm saying I don't normally.
I see.
But at the same time, I am very welcoming of people of all religions. I believe in 100% religious freedom. I don't in any way want to oppress any member of any religion through any sort of legislation or government.
Sure.
I may personally want to oppress them in, you know, the course of, like, a religious discussion, but I wouldn't want to try and stop their freedom from practicing their religion. They're completely welcome in my society, just not in my house.
Everybody who's listened, you know, everybody who's listened to this show for more than a few episodes knows it's an open forum. And any topic goes. If we're going to talk about religion, we're going to talk about how we feel about those religions. And if it's harsh, it might be harsh.
Yeah, we're cynical guys. That's why we do talk radio.
Yeah, but the phones are always open. You know, if you want to call and defend yourself or defend your religion, 800-259-5791. And I always kind of, you know, I always kind of make the disclaimer that we appreciate our Christian listeners. I think we've got some great Christian listeners out there, some huge fans of the show, and they understand that this show is more than a discussion of theology. That only happens maybe once every couple weeks.
Yeah, maybe.
It's an open format where anything goes. So you take control of the phones. You take control of the topic. 800-259-5791. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And you can call in about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, anything goes. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have archives there, the last 7 months worth of the show, right there, front page of the website. Go and get them, totally free, freetalklive.com. So then, we still have the prostitute thing coming up.
We do.
That is on the way. But, Manwich, you had an email that you wanted to get to.
Yeah, this one's great.
Yeah.
All right. it's sort of to both of us.
Don't you love how he clears his throat every time before he goes to read something?
Do I do it every time?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, let me prepare here to deliver Hamlet's soliloquy to...
It really couldn't have anything to do with getting his voice ready because he's been talking the entire show. It is more of a, I think, a dramatic thing.
Myself.
To be or not to be.
That's not as funny as my snicker, though.
No.
No, it's not.
All right, go ahead with the email.
Ian, you've often voiced your negative opinion of the Libertarian Party while voicing your status as a libertarian. whereas Manwich seems much more in line as a Libertarian Party member.
I want to correct him right now. I'm a life member of the Libertarian Party. And that's the biggest, longest extension of the membership that you can possibly get.
And I've never given
yourself.
Them a penny.
Yeah, I like the Libertarian Party. I
Me
really
too.
Do.
Me
I,
too.
I helped, you know, form the local version of it here in the Sarasota area where we're doing the show from. And what I have a problem with, to be specific, is the National Libertarian Party. I think that I think they're bureaucratic. I think they're a bureaucratic organization. They've recently done something that I thought was good, which is they removed membership dues. So now anybody can become a member of the Libertarian Party without having to pay $25 a year. I think that was a good move on their part. Mm-hmm. So I'll praise them when they deserve to be praised. But if you expect me to be some sort of party line Nimrod like the rest of the talk show hosts in the world, that's just not what you're going to get from me. Because when the Libertarian Party at a national level does something stupid, I'm going to call it as stupid. And I'm going to call it on the air as stupid. When they don't want to come on the show to discuss something with us, I'm going to talk about that because I think it's an embarrassment to them. So I like the Libertarian Party. I just don't like the national office.
Okay, easy there, Bessie. I'm going to finish up this email. Your version of libertarianism seems much, or Manwich's version of seems in line with the Libertarian Party, and your version seems much more in line with anarchy. Please discuss with Manwich live your boundaries or definitions of anarchy versus your version of a successful libertarian state. So compare and contrast anarchy and libertarianism, and you know he's sort of picked you out here. I mean, you're as close to an anarchist as one can be.
I prefer the term free marketeer.
Whatever. You can make up all the terms you want. You can call yourself a banana salesman if you want.
But I'm not a banana salesman.
You're darn close to an anarchist. How's that?
Well, you could call it that if you wanted to, sure. But I think free marketeer is more accurate. Now, he asked what we want to compare and contrast a libertarian government to anarchy. Is that what he wants?
Libertarian state versus anarchy.
Okay, well, anarchy is without rule. It's a total lack of a state, basically. And a libertarian state would be a very minimal government, would be a constitutional government, which I think is a wonderful thing. I think if you're going to have a government, you should have it tied down to the chains of the Constitution.
Now, there's a difference between libertarian constitutional government and, like, an originalist version of the government. Because, I mean, the church and state weren't separated as much as they are now in a lot of ways under, you know, original constitutional rule. I think that that's something that needs to be pointed out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think there's plenty of combinations of church and state. Look at your money.
Yeah, well, it's been that way
Look
a long
at the Pledge
time.
Of Allegiance.
Okay. The Pledge of Allegiance is relatively new.
Okay. Not really.
1950.
Okay. The Pledge was created in the late 1800s, then modified in the 50s during the Red Scare to add the word
under God
into it. Right, right. So I guess I don't really understand, I mean, how much detail he wants us to go into. There's a constitutional government. That's what libertarians, the Libertarian Party, for the most part, would like to get the government back to constitutional levels. Period. Simple.
Yeah. Smaller government.
Much smaller. Like, slash the government by 99%. I think that would be what true libertarians would want to see happen.
I found your podcast and love it. Like Manwich, I was a Republican for years, lots of years, fiscally conservative and also socially conservative. And I would have to say I was socially conservative, too, for the same reason that he states. The reason that I was socially conservative was because I didn't want to pay for all the failed people out there. I realize now that social conservatism was what I was searching for is actually social libertarianism without me funding a safety net for everyone else's failed social problems. Take immigration. I don't want illegal aliens because they suck up social services that are paid for out of my wallet. They're coming because...
Some do.
Yeah, some do. They're coming because of low-paying jobs that Americans won't take. Why not? Why won't Americans take these jobs? Because they have direct access to my wallet. If they do away with the welfare state, the only people coming here would be people able to stand on their own 2 feet.
That is somebody who gets it.
Yep.
That is a guy who has, you know, it's interesting. That's one of my issues. There's the world's smallest political quiz over at theadvocates.org, which is a great little 10-question quiz that'll chart you, and you can find out whether you're a leftist or a centrist or a conservative or an authoritarian or a libertarian. And when I first took that, I did not answer in the affirmative to the immigration question that was on there. So that was actually one of my issues initially. And now I'm a huge supporter of open borders because I've come across that same, you know, that same feeling too, that let's just let everybody who wants to come here, so long as there's no welfare programs for them to latch on to. It's so simple. It really is so simple. Sometimes we get criticized, us libertarians. We get criticized because, well, you make everything so simple. Well, you just make everything, you just boil everything down. It's not that simple. Government's not that simple. But it is. The solutions are simple. The real solutions, the ones that would work, are simple. Government solutions are never simple. They're always complex. There are always thousands of pages of regulations and laws. And, of course, it never works. It always has the opposite of its intended effects. The libertarian solution is simple. We just say, get the government out of it. Let the marketplace handle it.
The government, in a lot of ways, is, has taken the place of charity. I mean, charity had a huge role in American society prior to like, Johnson's Great Society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's been relegated to the backstage of the government.
It's been relegated to pocket change. I mean, if you're going to give to charity, most people don't give significant amounts to charity anymore. I mean, there certainly are some...
They don't have the money left because our standard of living is lower than it was 50 years ago.
The government's sucking off about 50% of our GDP, basically. And that's like a, they're like a huge parasite. That's what the government essentially is. And that's why I'm more of a free marketeer than I am a libertarian these days. I mean, I'm a libertarian still because... That's just the path that I went down. But I just feel like government just doesn't work in any aspect. You can have a small government, and that's way better than having a big government. But look what happened when they created the small government a couple hundred years ago. Look what's happened to it. Why is it you think you can make it work right at a small level?
Well, you know, every once in a while, the tree of liberty has to be replenished with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
Right.
And so that means we have to fight against the growth of government.
All right, enough of that. Let's talk about whores. Coming up on Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's right. A study has found, Torgo, what has it found?
That prostitutes are good people.
Wow.
When well-adjusted.
We'll get the details on this. This is interesting. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You keep receipts for your child's braces and the number of the doctor who removed your appendix, but are you tossing out an equally important record of family history? When I come back, we'll talk.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You keep records of your health milestones, but you may be neglecting the important family member who takes you to doctor and dentist, your car. Like us two-legged humans, your four-wheel vehicle needs a file of its own. Any service performed on your vehicle should come with documentation of what procedure was done, when, and by whom. This automotive medical record directly reflects your vehicle's current physical condition, is a plus at trade-in, and can assist your technician physician in avoiding repeat or unnecessary operations, which will save you money. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Friday night edition of Free Talk Live is here for you to make your calls to. 800-259-5791. You can talk about anything. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever you want goes.
How many years have you been doing this?
Three.
That was kind of rough.
It was just a strange sentence. That's
yeah, it was.
It was like a bad grammatical sentence to which to make your calls.
Hey, whatever.
It was here
I went
for
to government
you.
School. Cut me a break.
He was trying to rhyme. I guess maybe, you know, a Nipsey Russell tribute or something.
Yeah.
Here for you to make your calls, too.
It's your show, 800-259-5791. I actually mispronounced a word. It was chutzpah, not chutzpah.
Did you say chutzpah?
Yeah.
Earlier tonight?
No, it was last night.
Okay.
Well, how was I supposed to know this? C-H is ch-ch.
I guess.
I didn't know it was an H sound.
Ah. Hey, have you never used that word before in your life or seen it? Or?
I think I've used it once before and mispronounced it at that point as
okay.
well.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, that's fine.
I'm just a dumb southerner.
Chutzpah.
Hopefully you won't ruin anybody's Chinooka this year.
Oh, good point. So we are going to get into the prostitute story here in a moment, but Luke's on the line, and so we go to the phones. Luke in North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo. Manwich, hello. Hello, Luke. Luke in North Carolina, going once. Luke in North Carolina.
Hello.
Here he
is.
It's Luke.
I don't know where you guys were, but I'm here.
Blame the board op, Luke. Sorry,
right.
man. What's on your mind?
You know, I think that the term Libertarian Party is a contradiction in terms.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. Libertarians do not support political solutions to problems. So to have a Libertarian Party doesn't really make much sense. Even if we had a party that all they did was vote against government programs, eventually what would happen is once that party came in power, all of a sudden politics would take over and they would end up just having, you know, political favors and special programs and everything else just like all the other parties.
They would become what they hate the most.
That's right.
Well, they're already on that path. I mean, did you see their Iraq withdrawal plan?
I did see that they had a, quote, plan, which raised my eyebrows, but I didn't actually read the plan.
Yeah.
It was pretty long.
It was
I would
terrible.
Say get the soldiers out of there, starting with the A's and, you know, moving your way through the rest of the alphabet.
Yeah, you would think it'd be something simple like remove soldiers from foreign bases, sell the bases, and then come, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Demolish all that stuff. No, their plan was basically to remove some soldiers from Iraq, but don't bring them home. Send them to other countries. And also send money to those other countries. Which...
Yeah, that is just a total flip-flop. I mean,
it has nothing to do with libertarianism.
No, it doesn't.
I couldn't believe it was coming out of the National Party. And that's one of the reasons why I don't give them money anymore.
Right.
I used to contribute money to them, and I haven't done it for a few years because they're supposed to be the party of principle. And, Luke, you make a great point. Yes, libertarians believe that the solutions to problems, society's problems, should all be voluntary, that you shouldn't be involving political force, you shouldn't be involving the guns of government to get something done. You should be persuading people. If you want people to behave in a certain way, try to persuade them on a voluntary basis to get them to follow what it is that you want them to follow. And you're right, they are compromising themselves at the national level, and I think it's disgusting.
Yeah. You know, the more I read about libertarianism every day, I'm becoming more and more of the anarcho-capitalist type. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hear libertarians say, well, we're a constitutional republic, and we should just have a constitution that limits the power of government. Well, the idea that we're going to have some piece of paper that's going to somehow stop, you know, these crazy psychopathic politicians from grabbing more power is absurd. It's a piece of paper. We had one of those. We had a constitution.
And it's slowed them down for 200 years. Now, look, I cannot agree at all. The anarcho-capitalists are a bunch of disempowered fools. They don't vote. That's exactly it. Disempowered. Oh, you can't vote. No, they're never
going to
take
that.
Power of anything. They're going to sit out there and sit on their rumps and complain. At the least, the libertarians get out and do something.
Hold on,
they're organized and they get crap
talking
done.
Out of your butt, man. Which the anarcho-capitalists happen to be some of the ones up in New Hampshire doing some of the most activism up there. There are two prongs.
Are they
of
voting?
Activism. There are two prongs of activism up in New Hampshire. There's the political prong, and then there's the kind of the action-based protest prong. And a lot of those action-based protests are being run and organized by anarcho-capitalists, by free marketeers.
You saw the biggest victory that the Libertarian Party's ever had Tuesday. I mean, it's huge. The Free State Project went over there. We got a city council person in Manchester, and that didn't happen by anarcho-capitalists.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anarcho-capitalists are not going to lead us to liberty.
Well,
they're going to do is scowl.
I don't think it's fair to say that all of them don't vote. I don't think that's the case. Voluntarists don't
vote. An anarchist that votes?
Okay,
is that an contradiction?
Well, it could be seen as a measure of self-defense, voting. You know, you could be voting against something that is going to, you know, affect your rights and the rights of others. That you're not imposing your views on anybody else by doing that. You're just defending yourself.
Right. You know, it's a very pure form. It's not gonna work.
Well, I think until people are converted over to a pure form, you know, we can play politics and we can talk about smaller government, but, you know, everybody benefits, quote unquote, from government, so everybody's going to want their own little piece of the pie. And until we get people to understand comprehensively that government is not the solution to problems,
that's true. That really is the issue.
This government existed for a very long time without the government solving people's problems.
Mm-hmm.
I read that quote from Chester Arthur or Grover Cleveland, who was a Democrat, and said it's not the government's responsibility to handle disasters that happen in your community. You know, that's a Democrat.
You're right, man, which it has taken some time to get to the point where we're at, and the biggest increase in the state's control was definitely within the last few decades of the 20th century. But now the walls have almost totally been broken down.
Put them back up and wait another 200 years.
Luke, any comments?
Yeah, I think Manwich is right, though. We should just have limited government, because after all, you know, we had that in this country, and it lasted a really long time.
Yeah, Manwich obviously doesn't care much about his successors, about his grandchildren, because he's willing to, as long as Manwich can get his limited government, then everything's okay. But as long as if it can grow bigger in the next 200 years, he doesn't care, he's going to be dead.
If people start making the move towards a smaller government and a more limited government, I think that's evidence that people have seen what happens and they've seen that it doesn't work, and that would be a better start for it and have more of a chance of working in a smaller government form than what we had in the past, because at that point,
or they could get complacent and lazy and not pay attention anymore, and then it will start growing.
And at that point, they deserve what they get.
At least we've seen that a constitutional government works, and we can show that to people. We have not seen that anarcho-capitalism works, and we can't show that to people.
Hold on, works? You think that our constitution worked? Where we're at today, our constitution stopped the government.
If a car ran for 200 years, you'd say that was the best frickin' car you'd ever seen.
Excuse me, but the Roman Republic lasted far longer than 200 years. So, I mean, if you want to make comparisons between, you know, governments, you know, we're not the...
I think communications changed greatly since the Roman Republic.
And, Manwich, just to be fair, if the small, sporty car that I had for 200 years over the course of time slowly turned into a land-based cruise liner, I probably wouldn't be very happy.
Hey, Luke, thanks for the great call, great comments. 800, thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. So it's nice to have a little disagreement here in the studio. We'll
land-based
come back.
Cruiser?
We'll come back with that, a little bit more of that, some prostitutes. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll get an update in your email box if you're on the updates list. And you can sign up by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We will definitely be sending an update sometime this weekend to announce our new Shriners. It'll be going up on the Shrine of Female Listeners. So get signed up, updates.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's totally free. We were just talking with Luke in North Carolina about libertarianism versus, as he puts it, anarcho-capitalism, which is basically anarchy or free marketeerism, whatever you want to call it. And, Torgo, you made a great point that if the people of America were to have their eyes opened to the fact that government is not the solution to their problems, that if you want lower gas prices, the answer is not to turn to mommy government for that. The answer is to get into the business and compete on your own, or to possibly explore other options for energy sources and compete. Do market-based, allow the market to have an effect. Allow the market to work the problem out.
Right.
That's what the answer is. If people were led down that mental path that government is not the answer, I should look to other options, government's not the answer, I agree that the small government, if we could get it back down to a small government, could possibly be held that way for a while. But there's also the fact that people will get lazy and people will just kind of...
Greedy.
Yeah, they'll get greedy and they'll just kind of not pay attention anymore. They'll be busy with their own lives and they'll figure that all the small government people they elected will be working to keep the government small. Then it will get bigger and it will get bigger and it will get bigger. And Antorgo, you were also right saying that that's what they deserved. It is said that people get the government that they deserve for the most part, that a society gets the government that they have, that they work towards.
I'm willing to look at anarcho-capitalism once we get to a constitutional government.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no sell to it. It has no sizzle. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to look at that crap. It's like saying, hey, I just went to the potty. Everybody come look. It's ugly to most Americans. Do you understand?
It's totally anathema to them, yeah. They can't even grasp it.
So
it's certainly a path that you have to walk down, and that's why Luke was saying he's becoming more and more that way, just like you've sort of been becoming more and more libertarian over time. You used to be for the legalization of marijuana. Now you want to decriminalize all drugs. So this whole movement, the liberty movement, is sort of an educational path, and some people will stop at certain points, and they will refuse to go on down the path. And personally, I've continued on down, and I feel like, government's useless. It's entirely useless. It can't do anything right. It's just worthless, and I just want to get it out of my life. If you want government, I think you should be able to have it, but I don't think that you should be able to force me to participate in what your government wants me to do.
But at the same time, you believe in some sort of at least small amount of governance. Otherwise,
self-governance.
Okay, but there are things that you feel are wrong that should be punishable by the society as well, though. Things like murder.
I think that dispute resolution organizations could handle that, and that's something for that's like an hour-long topic that we definitely don't have time to
That's
get
true.
So, with that, let's go to prostitutes.
Well, something I didn't know is that there are 500 girls licensed to work as prostitutes at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. That's just at the Moonlight...
At one ranch?
Yep, 500 wow. girls. Licensed to work as prostitutes at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Carson City, Nevada. 30 to 40 are on duty at any given time.
Hmm.
It's a busy little place.
It's a nice selection.
Yeah, it is. They come from all walks of life, rich and poor, uneducated, with degrees, any area.
Mm-hmm.
They all have one thing in common, though, according to this article. They appear to be empowered businesswomen who do not want to work for what society normally pays.
Wow.
The owner says, in the summertime, you get a lot of college students working their way through college.
Mm-hmm.
They can come in here and make a lot of money, so during the college year, they don't have these menial jobs.
Sure.
They can take the time to study like they should. We have school teachers that are off in the summertime that want to come in and work.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's awesome.
We have airline stewardesses that can fly in and out for free that'll come in and work a few days here and there.
Wow.
He says, we have had many, many girls work their way through law school. We've had 5 girls that I know of that have gotten medical degrees, medical doctor degrees from
amazing
from the money they earned working at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. Dennis Hoff, the owner, recently allowed MSNBC's Rita Cosby. She's kind of hot. I could see her doing that.
Moonlighting.
Yeah, exactly. Allowed her to get live and direct with some of his big earning ladies. Like this girl, Shelly. She's been working part-time at the Bunny Ranch for almost 2 years. Her first 2 weeks there, she made $22,000.
Excuse me?
$22,000.
In 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks. First 2 weeks.
Oh,
so, wow.
Let's see. Yeah, she was asked how much...
That's more than a grand a day.
Says, how much do you make a night? She says, I usually average $1,000 or $2,000 a day. Average, $1,000 to $2,000 a day.
She makes more in 2 weeks than the average American makes in a year.
Yep. She says on a good day she makes $5,000.
Wow. That's amazing.
She said that she's been there since 2004, so she's been there for maybe over a year at this mm-hmm. point. She's made about $200,000 just working off and on, coming in when she wants to.
Yeah, part-time.
She says that she used to fly in and stay about 2 weeks and go home. So now she just works a few days a week, maybe three.
God.
She makes $200,000 a year.
Now, how safe is it? Does it address that in this article?
It doesn't address it in this article, but the safety issue has been addressed in various other things that I've read and seen. And
I've seen some footage. They actually have a gynecologist.
They have weekly testing
there.
And all of that stuff.
Once a week, they test the girls for all the STDs to make sure they're clean. Obviously, they can't get they can't be working when they're pregnant either. And it's just it's a fascinating business. If you've got an objection to it, though, if you think that that prostitution should be outlawed, and it is in most places, if you agree with that, 800-259-5791, we'd love to hear from you. This is your show. Otherwise, we'll explore how well-adjusted these women are. Yep. When we return, this is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. Moments remain, though, so if you want to get on, now's the time to make the call. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Man with you.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the archives there, months worth of the show. We've got the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners. All of it is free. But if you want to support us voluntarily, we've come up with a neat little idea that we call AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier like 120 of our listeners have already done for just $3 a month. Now, what do we do with the $3 a month, man? Which...
use it to garner more listeners. We advertise in radio publications. We advertise on the Internet. Do whatever we can.
Yeah, and we pull in more radio stations. We pull in more Internet listeners. We get more publicity as a result of it. And it's good because it means that we're going to be spreading the message of liberty and freedom around the world as a result of you helping us do it by being an amplifier. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get all the details there. In fact, there's some perks along the road for amplifiers. They get a few bonuses for,
yes, they do,
for helping us out. And one of those, one of the long-term perks that's going to just benefit everybody is that once we reach 50% of our goal for the AMP program, we're going to cut back 2 minutes an hour of commercial time. Then when we reach 100% of our goal, we'll cut back another 2 minutes an hour. So total reduction of 4 minutes per hour, just going to be slashed off the show, and we're going to replace it with more showtime.
We're slashing commercials.
Yeah. It's revolutionary. I mean, nobody's ever done that in the talk radio business before. So get involved at amp.freetalklive.com. Back to prostitutes, Torgo.
That's right. Back to prostitutes. So basically what this whole article is a representative from MSNBC went into the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada and started interviewing the girls there because everybody's always talking about prostitutes are just degenerate lowlifes and
dirty
crack whores and, you know. No, that's not the case at all.
The crack whores, there are prostitutes who are crack whores, but not in Nevada.
Do you want to know what the difference is? I'm reading this article. These women are well-adjusted. They're educated.
Doctors.
They're doctors. They're smart businesswomen. There's women here who are coming here working a job that they know is safe, they know is clean, because it's not illegal.
That's it.
They're not having to sneak around.
Mm-hmm.
They're not... the people who are just doing, they don't care about the legality of what they're doing, so they're just doing something they know is illegal so they can get money for their crack habit or whatever it is. You know, they're not the low-life scum that you're going to run into being a prostitute walking in the street in most cities.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that all illegal prostitutes are low-lives either.
No,
because
the girls and the alcohol girls are just like the girls that are in Las Vegas.
Exactly.
They're business women.
They have to run it a little bit more under the radar, but...
but the streetwalkers are definitely scum low-lives, crackheads. No doubt about it.
Any of the ones I've ever met, yes.
Yeah. Whoa. Are you admitting to something?
No, I've never partaken of their services.
Well, you know, I feel sorry for the streetwalkers because they have to... be picked up by a guy, usually in some sort of vehicle, and then taken to some remote location. They're alone with a dude they've never met before. Now, the girls at the Bunny Ranch are alone with dudes they've never met before, although I'm sure they have plenty of repeat clients.
Right.
But they're in a safe location where there's some there's a bodyguard or two around,
mm-hmm.
and the guys know that if they get out of line, they're going to have a hurtin' put down on them. And so the girls are protected. The Johns are protected as well because they're not getting robbed by some crackhead girl while they're at the Bunny Ranch. I mean, but look, making prostitution legal is one of the most sensible things that we can do. And I'm glad you brought that up, Torgo. Interesting stuff. Hey, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night for our Saturday show here at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com. See ya.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.